The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Israel Defense Forces has been allowing people in Gaza to move south for an hour now. An evacuation route window will remain open for another 3 hours. It comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East seeking to contain the conflict in Israel. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Ground war in Gaza is intensifying as Israeli defense forces say they're targeting Hamas terror infrastructure, releasing videos showing tanks firing at buildings and troops engaged in combat. Civilians in the Gaza Strip are in constant fear for their lives as deadly Israeli airstrikes are pounding the small territory.
Well, tens of thousands of demonstrators rallied in Freedom Plaza, marching through downtown Washington, D.C. to the White House, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. WTOP Radio's Dick Iuliano was there.
Demonstrators, young and old, many Palestinian Americans, flooded Pennsylvania Avenue and raised their voices at the demonstration. Jamel Zayad traveled from Chicago.
What we want is we need an immediate ceasefire. You have too much, death that's happening on a day-to-day basis.
Former President Trump rallied his base at the Florida Freedom Summit, where presidential hopefuls pitched their cases to Republican voters. In his speech, Trump revisited false claims about the 2020 election, which drew cheers from supporters of his.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we are not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024.
It's back to the negotiating table today after striking public school teachers in Portland, Oregon, failed to reach an agreement on a new contract. Coin TV's Joyce Ogiri.
Portland Public Schools and the teachers union ended talks at Portland Community College with no deal. Two sides are facing more than a $225 million gap between their contract proposals. In a statement from the president of Portland Association of Teachers, Angela Bonilla says, "We are encouraged by the improved dialogue on key issues in negotiations, but PPS management has a long way to go."
Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and a test flight was held for the new balloons joining the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Odyssey New York's Holly Hare is there.
With just weeks to go before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, seven new balloons are taking a spin in a MetLife Stadium parking lot, including Scout Snoopy and the Pillsbury Doughboy. Kung Fu Panda seemed like he was a little off balance at first, but they got him going.
There will be 26 floats and 12 marching bands, and Cher is also set to perform. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
If you have
local music scene, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Got a pretty cool rocking show for you. Let's kick it off with a double dip of Rogue Rat. His drag strip queen is Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sexy beast, she's lean and mean.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a double dip of Rograt to kick off Heavy on this Saturday night. Pawn in the Hand, Drag Strip Queen before that. Rograt is part of a show coming up at the Red Rooster next weekend that we're going to be talking about tonight. It's Scorpio Fest, and our good friend Trevor Reed, he is going to join me on the show tonight. Get on the phone, and gosh, I haven't seen or talked to Trevor in eons, so I'm looking forward to having a chat with Trevor. We'll tell you all about Scorpio Fest happening next Saturday at the Red Rooster, the full lineup and all the details. Stick around for that. Plus, later on tonight, we'll have Essential Last Crack, and there's another show at the High Noon Saloon next weekend that I'll be telling you about as well. In the music world, we got brand new music from Summer Souls. We'll do some new Mickey Sunshine and some Fiberweed before the half hour is over. Right now, let's do another band is playing Scorpio Fest at the Red Rooster next Saturday. It's the Skin Tones and H-Bomb.
Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Insert any old electric tube anywhere. It doesn't matter because still vibrators are on fall. It's easy because we're just slugs when you crawl. Your bags like a locking sink deep in the creepy eyes. Go get the H-bomb! China got the H-bomb, ooh. Morris got the H-bomb, ooh. Tony got the H-bomb, ooh. Is there any old electric tube anywhere?
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Insomnia. This is my kink after all. You're 40 years old. That's why I'm into this. Pass the blindfold. I'll be your little hoping not looking for a wife. About me for life while you save another dog from the pound. Gonna burn another city to the ground. Remember when I said I'm not your honey? Get me all your money from the mother store. And you want to be from his head, boy.
Rocks, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. Shut up.